because of current situations on Earth at the time we are recording this, or this and any future episodes labeled like it,
in space!
In space. Imagine this. You are observing the sun when it suddenly explodes. Well, the inhabitants of Earth didn't have to when at 8.05 a.m. they thought they were seeing things. About a quarter of the population died of heart attacks. Another quarter went into a coma. The third quarter gained a special quality. The final quarter went into denial. The entire solar system now revolved around Jupiter. The solar system got a lot colder, but somehow survived. The people who were in denial believed one of two things. One, the sun didn't explode. Two, the sun never existed and Jupiter has always been the center of the solar system. The first group believed this thought because they didn't quite understand how the sun exploded. The second group believed their way because they didn't like change. So since Jupiter was clearly at the center, they said, it has always been this way. The two groups were constantly fighting over their version of the truth. Now, the gift or special quality was given to whomever wasn't scared easily and was smart and accepting enough to realize the actual truth. This didn't just apply to people. Anyone and anything could receive the gift. One of our gifting beings is a hedgehog. This hedgehog grew to be 6 feet tall, made of unbreakable ice, and has titanium claws. Another was a small tree that talked and walked around. And the third was a two-year-old. The trio originally started as a two-year-old with a stuffed hedgehog. Then the sun exploded. They were then joined by the tree. Chapter 1. Today we join them on a walk.
Hey Bob, what's a pessimist?
The toddler asked the hedgehog. They're someone who doesn't like violence. That is a pacifist, said Tom the tree. Is it a doctor for children? That's a pediatrician. What about a doctor for feet? That's a podiatrist. What about a thoughtful person that tries to find the meaning of life? That's a philosopher. What about a person that gives a lot of money to charities? That's a philanthropist. What about a person who studies dinosaurs? That's a paleontologist. What about a person who collects stamps? That's a philatelist. What about a person who carries around letters? That's a postal worker. What about a Spanish doll? That's A, not even a person, and B, a peso. Well, you never said it had to be a living being, said Bob. Fine. Is it someone who is supposed to keep peace and arrest bad people? That's a police officer. What about someone who grooves to accordion music? That's a polka dancer.
We should just look at a dictionary,
said the two-year-old named Clara. These are the bloopers. The trio originally started as a two-year-old with a stuffed hedgehog. Then the sun exploded. They were then joined by the tree.
Science Tales is a fantasy plus science podcast. Its writer is Dr. Panda. Its co-writer is
Tweety Cactus.
Our producer and co-producers are Dr. Panda and Twig. Our editor is the narrator. Our sound effects are by
Bill Arrow
and the Anchor app. Our inspirational supporter is Bogey, our dog. This podcast is recorded in a live studio audience. If you want to send in a voice message, type in anchor.fm/DylanAlbertRousseau/messages. Thank you.